online from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and welcome. Welcome to the Big Radio Show on this Monday, 26th day of September, year of our Lord, 2022. My name is Tom Sullivan, and we got a pretty busy Monday going. So we could start. Oh, man, there's some news out of Russia. There's some news out of Italy. There's some news out of Iran. We got a lot of international news today, but it's all stuff that's, that you will relate to, I'm sure. But we start with what a lot of you in Florida are relating to, and that is Hurricane Ian is nearing Cuba, and it's on its path to basically, well, you never know with these things. You never know. Associated Press says, on its path to strike Florida as a Cat 4. I'll bet it isn't. But it will build to Cat 4 out in the Gulf. And where it turns and where it comes ashore, all that sort of stuff is all very interesting. Especially for people that live in Florida. More than interesting. But you know, if you've lived in Florida for any length of time, you know that the winds are one thing, and that usually by the time it gets a little ways up the Gulf off the coast of Florida, it'll be close, so it'll be putting a lot of wind and rain into all of Florida. But the big thing is not the wind. The big thing is the storm surge. And so with it out there, no matter where it turns in, it's going up the west coast of Florida. It's going to be stirring up the water, and what kind of storm surge you have is going to be the big issue. So we wish you well. A lot of you have been through this before. We've got all those stories again about people gouging with their prices. Oh man, do I make people mad whenever I do the basic economics on that? They get so mad at me, they think I'm the most evil person on the face of the earth. Because they're all over the country, doesn't matter where you are, wherever there's a natural disaster, they have laws about the fact that people cannot gouge. And briefly, the thing that makes people so upset is I'm thinking it's normal and natural and psychologically very basic human type of response. And the reason economically why it does make some sense is that there are people out there, the hoarders. Let's say it's gasoline. Then, by the way, I've seen the videos, the gas stations in Florida. There's lines galore. Everybody's gassing up, and they're gassing up more than their car. They're gassing up everything they can gas up. They bring gas cans. They got everything. So they're gassing up, and then the lines at the grocery stores, talk about hoarding. They're in there. You got to grab what do you need? You need toilet paper. Yeah, you got to get a bunch of that. Got to get water. Got to get a bunch of that. You got to get a bunch of everything. Just get a bunch of everything. So they're wiping out the stores. And this is all very normal. Nobody told people to do this. This is a very normal human response. If there is a possibility of danger, or if there's a possibility that you're going to lose power for days, well, this is called survival. Survival of the fittest. Maybe you're sitting at home going, I'm fine. I don't need to do all that. I'll be fine. The first responders for supplies and things like that are usually the Walmarts and the Home Depots of the world. I know FEMA has, I don't know what FEMA's doing, but FEMA, you know, they got their stuff going and everything else. But the hoarding, what it does is, let's pick on gasoline. So, dude A goes to the gas station and gets his car filled up and his truck filled up and a bunch of gas cans filled up and a boat filled up. And I mean, he's buying more gas than you ever want. You're not going to use it in a year, but he's buying it. So what that does is that the poor sucker at the end of the line, they run out of gas by the time that guy gets in line. And that guy needs gas just as much as anybody else. Maybe he needs it more. Maybe there's somebody that's very ill in his family and he may need to drive him to medical care. What? Anyway, you don't know. But what it does is the hoarders grab all the stuff, and then at the end of the line, they're left off, and they don't get anything. So if you do not allow them to raise their prices, then the hoarder's going to buy as much as he can or she can possibly buy. If you allow them to, as they call it, gouge, to raise their prices, then the guy at the front of the line, maybe he's not going to fill up everything. You go, man, this is expensive. I'll fill up my car, but I don't know about the boat, the truck, and the... My gas cans, no. I'm just going to get enough for the car because that's expensive. I can't afford to... Man, these prices are high. Well, if he doesn't fill up everything, then the guy at the end of the line is still going to have some gas. It's going to be available for him. So that's the economics about gouging, is it stops, it slows down the hoarders, and it allows for some still to be left for people who really need it. Yes, they'll pay more, but it as far as distributing supplies that are in short supply, that is the economic answer for that. It gets people so mad when I talk about that. It's the same thing at the grocery store. You go to the grocery store and you buy a whole bunch of canned food, and the canned food's all gone. So the last person that comes, there's nothing left. Same thing. If you raise the prices on canned food, then they won't buy as much, and there'll be some left for everybody else. So there's my hoarder economics lesson for all of you that are in the path of Ina. And as you know, you don't know where this thing's going. You know about where it's going, but where is it going to turn in? And again, like I said, the wind, it does damage. I mean, when you get up to category 4, category 5, yeah, it'll blow roofs off. It'll destroy property. But most hurricanes are, most people are damaged by the rising water from the surge. Got time. Here's a little bit of Governor DeSantis from, this is a couple hours old, but here's the governor giving his comments on the storm.
It'd be an interruption of power. So just plan on that. Understand that will happen. Even if the storm, the eye of the storm doesn't hit your region, you're going to have really significant winds. It's going to knock over trees. It's going to cause interruptions. And so that's just the name of the game. So just be prepared for that. And then they have the resources in place where, of course, that's going to be a priority once it's safe to go in there and get as much power back on as quickly as possible. Make sure that you have your plan in place. Finish whatever preparations you have. I mean, this thing is coming this week, and we know that, and we know we're going to have some major impacts throughout the state of Florida. We have at the Department here for Emergency Management received 338 requests for assistance from local counties. 293 of those have already been fulfilled, and others are on the way. We've deployed 210 medical professionals to Hillsborough County Special Needs Shelters and another 120 to surrounding counties. We have 300 ambulances supporting special needs evacuations in the Tampa Bay area, and hundreds of generators and pumps have also been staged in the Tampa Bay area to prepare for the flooding that we're anticipating. So please continue to monitor your local weather service for updates. Make sure that you're commencing your storm preparations. Visit floridadisaster.org/getaplan. to see some of the things that may need to be done. For all you new Floridians who haven't been through one of these before, just understand, just remain calm. There's no need to panic. Listen to the folks at the local level. Listen to what they advise in terms of preparations, any evacuations. If you are going to be in your home when the power goes out and you have one of the generators, just understand those generators must be operated outside the home. Every year, we tend to have people that operate it inside their home. You know, you will get poisoning from carbon monoxide, and we have fatalities for that. In fact, we've had more fatalities in recent storms from the use of the generators than we've had from the direct impact of the storm itself. So just understand, it's great to have a generator. Obviously, we live in a very connected world. People want to have that power on, and I understand that, and I do too. But make sure it's used properly, and that exhaust has got to be going outside your home. Do not let that come inside your home. So we're continuing to work with communities at the local level. I've been able to speak with a number of the folks today. We're going to continue to work to support their plans.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's... I'm glad he brought that up about the generators that people, I don't know, you think everybody would know that, but apparently every year, I mean, that was interesting that they get more fatalities from generator carbon monoxide than they do from storms. More people have been killed because it's carbon monoxide. It's odorless. You can't see it. But you don't run a generator inside your home. You run it outside. Just put it out on the porch. Put it out on the back door. But get it outside so the exhaust is outside. Yeah, the power will still come in your house if you have a line to your home. Anyway, we wish all of you well in Florida. It's still another day or so away for most of you, especially Tampa. That seems to be where most people are guessing it will turn. You staying or leaving? If you're in retail, are you raising your prices? What can you do? What does the law say? I don't know. Seems to make sense to me that to allow it, but that's just me. People get so mad every time I say that. The phone number to reach this program is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can also find the numbers and all the ways to reach the show by going on to my website, which is tomsullivan.com.
Your trainer is the rudest person I have ever heard in my life.
You have probably the best call screener in radio.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
So as this natural disaster is heading towards Florida, and the warnings are ominous, but I could not help but, connect this to another story that we've been doing, which is how states, we are ready, Florida, to reach out, to help you, to give to the Red Cross, whatever it takes, whatever your favorite charity is. So that people that are damaged from this storm coming will have will help you. We will reach out and help you. States will reach out and help Florida. And by the way, if you look at the map, Georgia, you're next. I mean, it's going right toward Georgia once it finishes in Florida. And then South Carolina and a corner of Alabama. So we're going to reach out to all you states down there in the Southeast. So if we're so willing to help our fellow Americans and states helping states, they'll send in police, they'll send in first responders, they'll send in all kinds of things from all over the country. You'll see fire trucks there from Chicago. So why is it that we don't help out with a natural disaster at our border with Mexico? So they're trying to ship them. I mean, President Biden shipping them all over the country. That's fine. But if you get Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis sending these people someplace else, oh, my gosh. Why is it that we're willing to help on this, but we're not willing to help the people along the southern border with their immigration problems? Just asking. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Dustin in the great state of Florida. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, hey, good. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing good, Tom. Thanks for asking. Just real quick to answer the question that you just posed, I think it's because most states see this as a temporary thing. You know, send the guys down there for a week, help repair electrical lines, and then they're back home. I mean, we could send people over there, and they could be there for another year and a half before it gets fixed.
That's excellent. Excellent distinction.
Yeah.
Yes, that wave is going to keep on coming. It's been coming in for a couple of years, at least many years. You're right, and this is going to be a hit, and then it's done for a while. Yep.
I had two points real quick. What I wanted to make first was touch base on your the gouging aspect of it, and I understand the whole supply and demand thing that you're talking about. But I see it down here constantly, especially with hurricanes and even with the pandemic. I think it's safer to – you raise your prices a little bit. I understand you may, make a little bit of money on it, but I think it'd be smarter to more of limit the quantity that you could get so that the first guys in line can't just buy a bunch of it. You know, limit to them to, like, maybe 20 gallons
True.
Per customer. So that way the poorer people that happen to be back at the end of the line will still be able to get the gas – without having to pay an outrageous price just to fill up their car to get their grandma to the hospital.
That is true. That is a way, probably a better way to handle it, is just say we only will sell you so much. And you're right, they did that with a lot of the supply shortages we had over the last couple of years. You can only buy so many. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, good point.
Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got the floor.
Oh, yeah, I was going to... On a third note, me personally, I may be a little bit different than a lot of other people, but I know a few people like me also. I mean, I was born and raised down here. I've been through, obviously just about every hurricane. We never really evacuated much, but I will never evacuate again. And I actually love hurricanes. I'm excited for them, for the fact that there is no lightning involved in hurricanes, right? So. You're right, it's usually not the wind that has any issues with anything. It's more of the flooding. So, I evacuated one time for a hurricane, and that was really more the fact that I just didn't want to be without power. This was in my early 20s. I didn't want to be without power for 2 weeks afterwards is the only reason I did it. By the time I got back home, I lived in like a fourplex, and we all shared the same roof. And all the water came into my apartment and ruined literally everything that I had as a child. So, and I was like, if I was still here, I could have been able to at least save my stuff. So, me personally, I will never advocate for a hurricane. And I look forward to them. And we've had hurricane parties when I was younger where everybody would come over and bring your flashlight and stuff. And we'd go outside and play in them and all kinds of stuff during hurricanes. So, I'm maybe on the fringe. But
well, I got to hit a break. But, Dustin, good luck to you. Thank you.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan on air, online, on demand. From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. I like Dustin's call. Have the retailers limit the number of gallons you can buy of gas or I don't know what you do about food. But you can put some sort of limitation on that, too. If somebody comes up, you're at the checkout stand and they've got three cases of soup. I don't know. What do you say? What do you bring to a hurricane party? That's the question I would have. What is the proper amount of stuff for your hurricane party? 855-295-6600. George, you spent some time in cleanup crews. Is that right? Is that what I'm told? How are you, George?
Yes, sir. Pretty good time. Afternoon to you. I was in South Florida when Hurricane Andrew hit. I don't know. In some areas down below Miami, what they call Perrine and Goulds, down all the way down to what they call Turkey Point Nuclear Power Plant. It was like a nuclear bomb blast couldn't have done any worse. You had nothing but just slabs of concrete with, plastic pipes sticking up out of the concrete. Homes were gone. Stop lights, stop sign, I mean, everything. And they said back at the time, hey, it had been 1 degree up on the map. If it had hit Miami directly, Miami could have been wiped off the map. But, it was a catastrophe. I mean, all the others have been bad, but that's like the last one I remember that impacted me. And I went through Camille and Donna when I was a kid, so I knew what it was going to be like, but I never expected to see something like that,
because it was more populated there. I went through Camille as well. And that was the biggest, the biggest hurricane for a long, long time until, I don't know, they've had others that are bigger since, but the thing about Camille was, it basically hit a lot of Mississippi in that area that had very little population. So it did not have the damage that like Camille had. Katrina. Katrina had hit right on New Orleans. So, it depends on where this goes. Yeah. But, again, everybody and their brother is saying look out for not the wind, but look out for the water. And our last caller said, if he had been home, he would have seen the water rise and been able to save something.
Yeah. But I saw indications inland. I'm talking about not right at the beach, but, inland 10, 15 miles, you saw watermark where the tidal wave came in. You're going, good God. It was unbelievable. And, they never actually found everybody that died. Good God, it was probably countless people that died. Yeah, and they never found them.
They are Hillsborough County, which is basically Tampa, portions of the county already have mandatory evacuations, and they want people to move inland at least 25 miles.
So, I lived in Hillsborough County too at one time, and Route 60 is a main east-west, thoroughfare.
Yep.
I lived over in Brandon, which is not far from Tampa. But good God, you're talking about going all the way over into the central part of the state, central part of the state, just to get away from stuff. Hillsborough River and, the bay.
That's the problem. If the water comes up and the wind is blowing, water does a lot of damage, no question about it. So, all right. Well,
appreciate your time there, Tom.
Thanks, George. I appreciate your call. 855-295-6600. We've got, what's the latest here? The evacuation list. They've got evacuation lists for Hernando County. Voluntary evacuation order is in effect for low-lying areas, mobile and manufactured homes. Hillsborough County, like we were talking about, depends on where you are. They're saying don't wait, act now. Pinellas County, mandatory evacuations go in effect at 6 o'clock tonight in Zone A and all mobile homes. I don't know what Zone B and Zone C are, but they're already evacuating hospitals. Sarasota, no official evacuation order going there yet. So it depends on where you are, but keep track of your local weather. It's going to be a doozy. And so this is September, folks. Yeah, it's the hurricane season still has a ways to go, and the water is super warm, and this is when you get my everybody was bragging about the month of August where there was not one single named storm, and I thought, oh boy, that was good for the month of August, but you know things are going to catch up with them. Phone number is 855-295-6600. You follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. Thomas Wheeler says, instead of raising the price, wouldn't it be better to limit the amount someone can get at one time? Achieves the same result without the gouging. Yeah, that is. That's the best way. Ken Dubb says, I know the state of Florida could use the money to Satan. Oh, boy. Used for a publicity to send immigrants to Martha's Vineyard and helping residents instead. Oh, Ken, are you already on? He's got what's the hashtag here? Help presidents instead of political stunts. But Biden's doing the same thing. So why is it a stunt for the Satan, as you call him? And not Biden. Tell me how that works, Ken. I don't understand it. I don't understand you can do the exact same thing as the president of the United States and it's flying people in the middle of night, and somehow that's okay. I really am lost at all of that. Jim Borelli sends me an email. Florida economics, I don't believe in hoarding or price gouging. Prefer rationing. Yeah, I hope that's what they're doing. That does make more sense. Brian says, freaking out, remember the hoarding after September 11th. I'm like, if this is the end, the last thing I'm going to do is spend time in a gasoline line in northern Michigan. Yeah, I got better things to do, too. Michael Perry, hurricane hoarders. Ever think that the people that complain about the gouging are actually the hoarders? Have a nice day. And Chris Landrum, Hurricane Tom, storms won't be here for a few days. Current map shows it's 2 to 3. It's a 2 or 3 when it hits Tampa. People freak out too early. It easily could downgrade or turn away. I work at a cashier and people were going crazy on Saturday. Chris in Tampa. I'm sure. The grocery stores, the Home Depots, all of that. It's interesting to watch human behavior. Chris also said, when Irma came through, I evacuated Tampa for Lakeland towards Orlando. Turns out Tampa was safe and the eye passed over where I was staying in Lakeland. I've been here 35 years, kind of blasé about them. Yeah, I can see how you that's the problem though. You get blasé about them and you say, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. I remember the first one I was in, Camille. I did not understand that. I did not understand how the winds were going 150 miles an hour, yet it was only moving 15 miles an hour. I said, what? It was a Yankee. I didn't understand what was going on down Louisiana, Mississippi area. 855-295-6600.
That's all that I bring to this microphone every day. I have a huge disdain for politicians, and I don't care for either party.
So the problem with this Ina is that she's moving really slow, and that means a lot of water will come out of the sky when Ina moves over whatever period place she's going. I was also looking at these spaghetti charts, and they're fine right now, but once it gets up into the Gulf, I mean, some of them are twisting and turning right over the state of Florida. Some of them are twisting left and going out over the Gulf. Hard to tell. Sharon in Tennessee. Hello, Sharon. What's going on?
Hey, Tom. It's your friendly neighborhood public health nurse.
Oh, hi. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I've relocated from California to Tennessee. I'm one of part of the exodus, but...
There's a lot of you. There's a lot of you that... What's going on with Tennessee? I know there's no state income tax. And
it's cheaper to live. My gas is $2.69 a gallon. It's cheaper to live. It's cheaper on my retirement check to survive here as opposed to California. Plus, we don't have the homeless. We don't have a crazy governor. We don't have all this crazy stuff. We can have gasoline cars, and we can have our propane electricity. So,
what? You can have gasoline cars? What?
Yeah, think about it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
Hey, I have a hybrid.
Yeah, it is.
I have a hybrid, the best of both worlds.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Listen, all right. I want to tell
you. Wait, hold on. I know you didn't call, for this, but you opened the can of worms here. So,
okay, you're in charge.
What do the people, are the people there giving you the evil eye, like, oh no, another Californian moving in? Our state was just fine before you people arrived. You getting any of that?
Absolutely not. Nope. They are the nicest people. I do tell my husband to start with the fact I'm born in Nashville. I might have lived my whole life in California, but I have a birth certificate that says I was born in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, so, all right. So that gives you some cred, local cred.
My husband's a Portland, Oregon guy, and nobody's giving him grief. They're the nicest people. Everybody loves you here, don't you know? Bless your heart.
Wow. Okay, y'all. Okay. What's going on? You didn't call to talk about that, but I'm glad you did.
My PSA is a subject matter expert when it comes to emergency preparedness. It's part of my thing. And plan for the emergency is not during the
emergency. Hold everything. Sharon, you may have all the niceties of Tennessee, but you've got to have Tennessee put a better cell tower up because we can barely understand you. You started drifting out of signal. Try it again.
Okay. I just want to tell people that the time to plan for an emergency is not during the emergency. If you're not prepared for the hurricane, get out now. Don't be one of those that tried to ride it out. Then you need first responders to come bail your butt out because you decided to stick it out. They're going to be busy with all kinds of other stuff.
All these people that call, they do it every time. They've lived there forever. They're not little children. They ride them out. I think I would ride it out, too. I pray
that everybody's good, but I would hate to have a first responder having to come help me because my place is flooding and I can't get out, especially if you're disabled or elderly. You know,
true.
If you're able-bodied, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, and also if you live in a valley where it floods when it rains more than an inch, yeah, you probably need to get out of that area.
Yeah,
but if you're on a mountaintop somewhere, you know, enjoy the wind.
You gotta weigh everything, but don't wait till the last minute if you're kind of hemming and hawing about it. Leave now. It might be a couple of days till they're here, but you know what? You need to let the first responders do their job for the people that really need help and not.
Yes, that's true. All the hoarders are already at the stores and the gas stations, so.
Oh, and that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Why aren't we being kind to each other? You're only looking out for yourself. That's crazy.
Yes. I'm telling you. Come on, put your nurse's cap back on and take that psychology class. You took it.
I'm not a psych nurse. I am not a psych nurse. I'm a psych patient. I didn't go into psychiatry for a reason. But, people, I mean, come on. Do unto others who would do unto you. Save a little for the next guy. Just take what you need. Don't take everything on the shelf because you can.
I appreciate that. It sounds nice. You'll get a gold star that you can show St. Peter when it's your turn. But people don't do that. People take care of themselves.
Tennessee, people take care of their neighbors. And in Kentucky, because we went up, the church went up to help all the flood victims. And let me tell you, people are coming out of the woodwork to help as best they can. Everybody helps everybody else.
I hope that's true. I know there's a segment of the population that is nice. Yes. Not everybody.
Fingers crossed, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Good advice. Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate the call. There's Salty in Lynchburg. Salty, what's going on? Are you hunkering down for the hurricane, even though it's not getting close to you, just in case? Get some beer?
What do you know?
Stuff like that?
I didn't know if you knew that Hurricane Camille came through our area after it hit Florida and devastated us up here in Virginia in 69. It was horrible in Nelson County, I got to tell you.
Yeah. No, that was a big one. It came ashore and did not stop. It just kept plowing north.
Yeah.
I've got family in Virginia. I got family in Virginia, and I know that every so often Virginia gets walloped by those storms that come in from the Gulf, even though you're nowhere near it. Still going strong.
Well, let me know when you're visiting your kinfolk, and I'll come see you, Tom. I'd love to shake your hand.
Yeah, I don't get there often, but if I do, I'll let you know. I got your Facebook site. I've got all that stuff. So
you do. And we're friends on the Facebook. Now listen, Tom, I used to live in Florida, and back when me and Delmont, my cousin, my kinfolk, we lived in Florida, we always had four 15-gallon beer kegs on hand at all times. Just in case there was a hurricane party.
Now, I knew it.
There's a reason you got to have plenty of chips and salsa and 15-keg beer.
I knew it.
15-gallon, I mean, because, see, you bolt 16 of them together in a series of four across the way, and then if the water comes in too big, Tom, that becomes your pontoon boat, and then you got plenty of drinking on the boat.
I knew it. I knew Salty would have the advice that we need to give on the public airwaves. All right, Salty, well, keep those pontoons floating just in case. You better go out and get yourself another 15-gallon. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. I think I'll go have a beer, and we'll be right back.